Right now, I want to talk to Dr. Richard Poupard. He's a board-certified oral and facial surgeon. He's a speaker for Life Training Institute and a contributor to the Christian Research Journal. And he's written the cover story, the feature story, in the current issue of the Christian Research Journal. It's a story in which he points out that we live in a world in which physical appearance is so important that many believe growing old gracefully means to inject their wrinkled faces with a toxic chemical. Our world unquestionably equates physical attractiveness with inner happiness and self-worth. Should Christians in a world such as that begin acquiescing to that notion, or should we think differently? Good to have you on the broadcast.
No, thank you so much, Hank. It's an honor to speak with you today.
How prevalent is cosmetic surgery?
Oh, the incidence of cosmetic surgery has skyrocketed in the last decade. According to the American Society of Plastic Surgeons, there has been an eightfold increase in breast augmentations in the last 15 years. And this is not only limited to older patients also. In fact, for patients that are 18 and younger, there's three times as many procedures that are being done in, for instance, in 2007 that were done in 1997, just in 10 years. And in fact, six times as many breast augmentation procedures were done for patients that are under the age of 18. There's oftentimes a general theme that often for a graduation gift now that patients are receiving their breast augmentations as a gift. So not only is there an increased chance that peers of ours or neighbors or friends have had cosmetic surgery, there's an increased chance that our teenage daughters and sons are going to know their friends who have had their bodies surgically augmented.
Which brings up another question, and that is the difference between reconstructive surgery and cosmetic surgery.
Yeah, it is an important difference. Plastic surgery is subdivided into reconstructive and cosmetic. And they differ because reconstructive surgery, the goal of the procedure is actually to change abnormal tissues and to improve and increase the normal form and function. Cosmetic surgery, on the other hand, is actually, this is a direct definition from the American Society of Plastic Surgeons, is performed to reshape normal structures, healthy tissues of the body, in order to improve the patient's appearance and self-esteem. So the actual goal of a cosmetic procedure is not only to have the patient look better, but to have them feel better.
Talk about where we should derive our self-esteem from.
You know, that's a very, very important point. I'm a speaker for Life Training Institute, and we talk all the time that human beings have intrinsic value. That means that we are not valued by the way that we look. We are not valued by what we've accomplished. We're not valued by anything like that. We are valued because we are made in the image of God. And a problem is if we believe that cosmetic surgery is going to give us self-esteem or that we should value ourselves based predominantly on the way that we look, we're looking in the wrong spot. We shouldn't be looking at our own image to give us value. We should be looking at what really gives us value, and that is the image of the one who created us and died for our sins.
Here's an interesting question from a personal perspective. If I go to the barber and I get a good haircut, I feel better about myself than if I go to the barber and I get a bad haircut. Isn't that a bit analogous to cosmetic surgery?
It can be a little bit, Hank, but there's actually nothing wrong with a little boost of self-esteem that we get when we wear a certainly attractive pair of clothing or have a good haircut, or even we enjoy the benefits of a workout program. But the trouble comes, I believe, is when that value that we place is the value that we look at ourselves and we feel when we look at ourselves in our own appearance is what gives us our main value, that's predominantly what we base our self-esteem on. And honestly, oftentimes cosmetic surgery is marketed by this, that you will feel better about yourself and you will have much greater self-esteem if you undergo these surgical procedures. And I think the evidence, when you look at it, would certainly question that. I think globally our society is not particularly that better well-adjusted or even happier than we say were 10 to 15 years ago, despite the huge incidence in cosmetic surgery procedures.
But you're not saying that cosmetic surgery is always unethical.
No, actually, not at all. In fact, you know, that certainly reconstructive surgery, I think, is a moral good. Attempting to reconstruct, repair damaged tissues from trauma or from pathology is a positive good. And when it comes to cosmetic surgery, I do not believe, I want to be careful not to have some kind of blanket condemnation. Scripture doesn't specifically say that we shouldn't alter our bodies to make ourselves look better. And also, we certainly don't hold that other standard, as you say. There's nothing wrong with getting a good haircut or to be good stewards of the body that the Lord gave us. There's nothing wrong with looking attractive. That certainly is a good thing. However, the concern comes, though, is that when that is our main focus, and simply because something is allowable or not prohibited doesn't necessarily mean that it is a good thing. And also, much of that deals with the motivations of our heart. Where is our heart issue? Is our heart, is our goal to believe that we need this for our self-esteem, or do we simply want to normalize our appearance?
You're in this practice. Talk about what the future of cosmetic surgery is. Where is all this going?
Well, certainly there's no evidence that there's any decrease in the market for cosmetic surgery. Every single day I am bombarded in my email for classes, for other things in order to increase the practice. So I do think it's going to continue on. And one concern is how the practice of cosmetic surgery has changed the doctor-patient relationship. Physicians, our main goal used to be, or predominantly still is now, is to treat pathology, to make patients who have disease, who have sickness, better. And the measurement of whether we succeeded is whether they are healthier or better. Cosmetic surgery is different. And now our goal is not even necessarily to enhance bodies, but in fact to increase our psyches and to make ourselves feel better. And that's a bit of a concern. In fact, in the future, some bioethicists are using the model of cosmetic surgery in order to justify any type of augmentation that we feel would make us happier. And I think that's a little bit of concern. Late columnist William Sapphire states that tomorrow we can expect a kind of Botox for the brain to smooth out wrinkled temperaments, to turn shy people into introverts, or to bestow a sense of humor on a born grouch. But what price will human nature pay for these non-human edifices? And I think he makes a great point, if we're not careful in how we consider this procedures.
Here's another question. This comes directly from something you wrote. I want to quote it and have you comment. You write in the Christian Research Journal in the cover story, "The same toxin that caused lethal paralysis is now injected voluntarily as Botox, and that into over 2 million patients a year in order to smooth out undesirable wrinkles. The same chemical that caused a dreaded disease is now used to paralyze completely healthy and functioning facial tissues or muscles, and is the most common minimally invasive cosmetic procedure performed today." What is going on with Botox?
Well, basically, Botox is a botulism toxin. Botulism was a horrible disease that would cause paralysis, that many, many millions of people suffered from this disease, and we've cured it, essentially. But now, even though a disease that we used to be fearful of and we used to dread, we now use to inject into completely normal tissues in order to prevent the muscles from working. Botox works by paralyzing muscles. That's how it used to kill people. But now, we've now made this one of the most common surgical procedures that are available. And sometimes Botox is used for therapeutic purposes. But it seems that there's been an increasing thought that it is desirable, or that it's almost necessary as we age to attempt to look younger by taking normally functioning muscles and make them unable to function. And it just medicine's almost turned on its head because we start with treating this disease, then we use this toxin to inject into normal, healthy individuals in order to, I say, in some ways, treat their psyche, or treat what they think is necessary for their happiness in the future. And believe it or not, it may make muscles not function, but it really doesn't make us younger, as it turns out, and doesn't increase our value.
Again, Dr. Richard Poupard is a board-certified oral and facial surgeon. He's a speaker for Life Training Institute and a contributor to the Christian Research Journal. And we thank you for your contribution to this edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast.
Thank you so much, Hank. I really appreciate it.
God bless you. And, of course, this is one more reason to subscribe to the Christian Research Journal. We check it all out. The Ethics of Plastic Surgery. Self-esteem from a scalpel? Good question. The short-lived boost of happiness that we may receive from having our faces or bodies surgically augmented does not have the ability to satisfy the great longing for perfection that exists in our hearts. The only possible way to true happiness and perfection is to grow in conformity to the image of Christ, who is the creator of all beauty and life.